The Veterans Entrepreneurship Program, now operating out of the UWF Military and Veterans Resource Center, is holding a series of workshops through January, and the next one is set for Saturday, October 14th. Mark Churchwell is director of the MVRC, and we're also joined by UWF student and veteran Cody Hill. Thanks for being here. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Mark, let's begin with you. Give us a little background about the Veterans Entrepreneurship Program.
Sure. This is a program that's part of Veterans Florida. Veterans Florida is a nonprofit corporation created by the state of Florida, specifically to help veterans as they transition from military life to civilian life. And this is just one of the initiatives. They have a variety of them, but an entrepreneurship program is just one of those. And they did that by funding these programs across the state. There are six network partners across the state of Florida, all funded through a grant from Veterans Florida. It's been going for 2 years. This will be the third year. It was run in the past 2 years by Florida SBDC, and we are taking it over. They really wanted a tighter connection to veterans and veteran centers at universities. That was one of the requirements when they sent out the RFP 3 years ago. The initial contract was you had to have a veterans center on your campus in order to be eligible to run this veterans program. And so we supported SBDC over the last 2 years, and now we're taking the lead on it this year.
Sounds good. And what are some of the program offerings? What does this program provide?
Sure. This is it's a pretty intensive program. It goes from now through May of next year. It includes online component for those folks that have kind of an idea that they want to be an entrepreneur, but they're not sure. So they can go online, and it's through the same website at Veterans Florida where you can sign up for that. And that is specifically to learn the basics of entrepreneurship at your own pace. There's no set timeline. You just kind of go and do some lessons, learn the terminologies and things about starting your own business. So that's the first tier. The second tier is the workshops. So all the network partners across the state are holding these workshops right now, just as we are. And the workshops are more of a discovery. If you have a pretty good idea, business concept that you want to explore maybe as a startup company, then come to a workshop. And there you can learn more about how you can launch that. You can network with other folks that have in a similar situation at these workshops and maybe gain some insights and resources from other folks that you can share. And then there'll be the final advanced class, and that'll be the select group of 15 to 20 people that are really on the cutting edge with the business concept. They're committed. They're moving forward. And I say committed because this is a free program for veterans. It costs nothing for veterans to participate in this. So we want it to be those veterans who are really committed and have a good plan, because we are interested in launching veterans-owned businesses, not just about that veteran, but it's bigger than that. This is so that we have locally veterans-owned businesses that are going to hire more veterans. It becomes a force multiplier for our veteran community in the state of Florida, and for us in particular, the Pensacola area.
Sounds great. We'll talk a little bit more about the workshops, which are going on now, in just a moment. Tell us quickly about eligibility. We know it's for veterans, but what are some of the specific eligibility requirements?
Sure. Be eligible as an honorably discharged veteran anytime. It doesn't matter your age group. At this last workshop, we had them from the 20s to the 60s. So if you're an honorably discharged veteran and you're living in the state of Florida and you have a pretty good business concept idea, you're eligible. You can be active duty within a year of separation and also be part of the program. Or you can be a National Guard or reservist as well.
Well, one of those in the 20s who are eligible and participating, Cody Hill. Cody, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a student here at UWF. Give us a little detail.
Yes, ma'am. I separated from the military in 2015, and after separation, I moved to Louisville, Kentucky. And I started exploring my business idea there. And I continued school into Southern Indiana, and here I am. And now I am developing a strategy to stop texting and driving. And that's we're really passionate about stopping texting and driving. And we have some technology pieces that we're working on, as well as a cartoon character that we have developed to educate the public on the distractions and consequences of irresponsible cell phone use.
And we should at least note that you're a Navy man.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Mark, you've had your first, and I'll get back to you in just a second, you've had your first workshop, and this is one of six. How did it go?
Right. We had our first workshop this past Saturday on the 30th of September, and it went very well. We had what I felt was good attendance based on the number of RSVPs we have. You can sign up in advance. Don't have to. But of the RSVPs, we had about 50% of those show up, plus we had some walk-ins. which is fine as well. And of those that we had there, probably around 80% of them had some pretty good business ideas. We're kind of on track. Very interactive group. When we took breaks, they were working together, networking together. Mr. Bob Foster leads our program. He's the program coordinator. 30-plus years of experience as an entrepreneur. He's got some wonderful experiences and stories to share. Very pragmatic, realistic examples to share with folks, so they're not going into this thinking, hey, this is great. I'm going to be, you know, have my own business, get rich quick, sit back and retire. Piece of cake. Yeah, it don't really happen like that. And he's got 30 years of experience to share with our folks, students, veterans that come to this, that can see what it's really about before they jump into the deep end of the pool and now they're committed and can't swim out. So he's a wonderful person to lead this thing. So overall, I'll say it went well. We sent out after workshop, post-workshop surveys already for feedback. And what we're getting back, I've got about 50% of those back, and it's all great comments. So that tells us what we're doing is good, and they felt it was productive. And that's the most important thing.
Cody, what did you take away from the workshop?
A lot. I networked more in the 3 hours that workshop was available than I had in 3 years. So I got more information as far as my trademarks go and networking business opportunities through Escambia County School Systems. And it was a very, very productive workshop.
I would ask you quickly if your military experience is having a role, will you be tapping into that for your business that you're trying to pursue?
Yes, ma'am. As far as the technology portion of it, I'm very exposed to different types of technology, and what I want to bring to the table is the amount of integrity that it takes to develop a strategy to prevent texting and driving, because you have to follow a fine line of, you know, personal privacy versus public safety, and I just want to, you know, keep that amount of integrity that the military has given me as a value and project that forward.
And do you see this series of workshops and even what's to come as a value to what you're trying to accomplish?
Absolutely. Like, I learned more in those 3 hours than I had in almost 2.5 years of developing things, because I've been developing this by myself with a few other family members. And when the workshop presented with some of the graphic information, it just lifted some weight off my chest to let me know that I'm not the only one who is experiencing the hardships of developing your own business.
Excellent. So you have more workshops to come. What's next?
We do. We've got 5 more workshops to come. The next one is October 14th. And that's the topic for that one is, what is the Lean Startup Model for Entrepreneurs? This program is based on the Lean Startup Model. And then October 28th, one of that is Financial Management Basics for Entrepreneurs. And I can just go through the list if you like. The next one after that, November 4th, is how to fund your startup. Got to have money to get a business going. And September, December 9th is the importance of people. You can't run a business without the relationships of people. And then the final one in January is marketing your startup, how to get it out there.
Looking at that list, Cody, what is most intriguing to you? What do you think you need most out of that list of workshops to come?
Out of the list to come, it looks like really, I'm interested in learning the ins and outs of the legality of what I'm doing, because it is such a exploratory topic. You know, people see other individuals texting and driving all the time. And so there's a lot of legal issues to coming into that. And legal issues cost a lot of money. So in return of learning the legal issues of my topic, they're going to teach me how to fund different aspects of my endeavor.
So the legal issues,
the legal issues and the funding. Yes, ma'am.
Where and when are these workshops taking place?
Sure. The workshops are on Saturdays, the dates I mentioned. And these, the dates and the topics can be found on the website. You go to the RSVP, which is the short version is entrepreneurveteransflorida.org. It's easy, entrepreneur.veteransflorida.org. You go there and it has all the information.
Okay. And they're at the
Conference Center? All of them except the last one. The last one, amazingly, we do a lot of stuff on this campus. So we're moving it to the auditorium at the Commons on the last one in January, which will be just fine. We got plenty of room and have a nice show there. Now, I just wanted to say, too, that I didn't mention at the end of this, after we go through the program and you complete the advanced class, the very last thing the students are going to do is go through a pitch competition. So they have to do their 15 minutes of fame to sell their product in front of local business people that will select and have on staff there as judges. And they will rank order them based on their presentations, kind of like our own version of Shark Tank. And the winners are going to get some pretty good prizes. We're talking thousands of dollars in services and cash to help startup. So it's a pretty big deal. This is a great opportunity to our veterans that are starting, have legitimate, good, strong business ideas and want to start a business now. We're going to do everything we can to help them do that. And it's not just us. I say us because it is hosted by the Veterans Center, but it's a collaborative with UWF's Entrepreneurship Center. Dr. Edrinelli is helping us with instructors to teach the advanced class. We're getting great support from Kelly Massey at SBDC. So this is a collaborative across a variety of good resources here at UWF, very powerful within the entrepreneurship arena.
And Cody, we'll give you the last word.
From what I learned, the very first workshop was a bunch of veterans networking with each other. And we probably solved more problems together in 3 hours than each of us has solved by ourselves the amount of time that we've been developing each product individually. And so what I'm looking for is more veterans to come turn out and challenge each other enough to solve big issues. And veterans are going to bring them out of integrity and their foundational military values and bring those to the table and help us solve very strenuous topics. And that's what I'm really looking forward to, collaborating with other veterans.
Cody Hill and Mark Churchwell, thank you and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra.